Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Veneria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Veneria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
We have a lot going on today. Big show. Dr. Mark Siegel is going to be here a little bit later. He's got a new book out. Ryan Mannion is going to be here from the Travis Mannion Foundation. She has a new book out as well. And I got to tell you, the late night hosts are killing Chuck Schumer, killing him. So are the Pod Bros, the Pod Save America Bros. They're killing Chuck Schumer, too, saying he lost his fastball. Everybody's killing Chuck Schumer. But at the same time, they have to. They have to say these things because, like I told you yesterday, the shutdown was all a gigantic scam to help the Democrats win the elections in New Jersey and Virginia, which we're still dealing with the traumatic stress of it all. We're still wrapping our arms around it. President Trump wants to rename Veterans Day to Victory Day. He said that today at Arlington National Cemetery. And let me know what you think about that, by the way. You can call 855-839-1210. If you have a veteran in your life you'd like to thank or give a shout out to, please feel free to do so today. You can call the show. You can tweet me. You can weigh in on our YouTube chat. And if you agree we should change the name of Veterans Day to Victory Day, let me know. If you think we should keep it Veterans Day, let me know. Let me know what you think. All right. As we do that, that would be great. I'd appreciate it very much. And the other thing is that as we are getting ready to deal with what is like ridiculously freezing cold temperatures out there, it's really, really windy. They say like 20s and 30s is making it feel like that. Yeah. So we're getting ready for the holiday season. And we're talking a lot about prices and whether or not they're going to come down and whether or not we're going to have the amazing Black Friday sales. I'm already getting pummeled with Black Friday. I don't know if you are as well, but pummeled with Black Friday sales. And I think Black Friday is more than just Friday now. I think it's like Black November. And then immediately when that ends, it's all the Christmas deals. So, but there's a ton of them. I mean, every email, text message, at some point or another, you want to save 10% or 15%. You give them your cell number, you type in your, and then it gets out into the world. And then everybody starts texting it with their deals, their Black Friday deals, which are happening now. Don't wait till Friday when the deals are happening now, right now. But of course, it is Veterans Day today. And we appreciate each and every one of you who have served this country. We can never say thank you enough. So God bless and thank you for that. We appreciate it. And the president today, of course, observing Veterans Day as well and laying a wreath as he does, several wreaths actually today, and talking about what our heroes have done throughout the course of Veterans Day. So we will play some of the commander in chief as he talks about that from today's ceremony. And we'll check in with Ryan Mannion on how our veterans are doing right now in our country, the challenges that they're still dealing with, and ways that we can all help and give back. Of course, every year on this wonderful radio station, we do our Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon, and we raise, thanks to you and your incredible generosity, about $100,000, give or take. Some years more, some years around that, some years less, but I think typically it's been more. I forget exactly what the last year's total was, but the generosity is always amazing, and it's just always blows us away. I think we might have got like 120 last year. Thanks to you, and thank you for that. We can never say thank you enough to you for your support of that incredible day and the great work that the Travis Mannion Foundation does for our veterans every year. And they continuously do it over and over again. And then all our great sponsors who help out. I mean, all the sponsors on this show, they all give back to our veterans community. They all help out. That's how I got to know a lot of them, too. Like Brian and Cheryl Krieger, for example. I got to know them, the owners of Tri-County Auto. Got to know them because of the Travis Mannion Foundation, because of their generosity. And then we started going out to dinner. Then they became sponsors of the show. They even donated a Jeep to the Travis Mannion Foundation, a beautiful white Wrangler, for the use of their programs and services, which I just thought was incredibly, incredibly generous. So keep that in mind as you're thinking about supporting our sponsors. They all step up every year in one way or another for the Travis Mannion Foundation Radiothon. Matt Kelly came, the owner of Emmons, with his son Mason. Big check they gave, of course, the Grand Hotel. They always wind up donating as well. And yeah, so we're really happy about that. And of course, our friends over at Bob's Little Sports Shop, this Veterans Day today, veterans can shoot for free and 15% off for each and every one of our veterans as well. And of course, Dr. Mike Veneria, always stepping up to help our veterans. Every year he does actually it's really around Memorial Day, but he does a veterans breakfast for all of our veterans, and it's always free, and they always recognize their service. But he does it, he does it every year to do something special just to say thank you and to honor them. When the weather's a little bit nicer than 20 degrees out, because it is freaking cold out, no doubt about that. But let's begin with the president at Arlington National Cemetery, shall we? Some audio for you of the president on this Veterans Day. And start with cut number one as we honor those who have worn the uniform. Take a listen.
This morning on these hallowed grounds where generations of American heroes rest in eternal glory, we gather to fulfill the sacred duty of every free man and woman. On Veterans Day, we honor those who have worn the uniform, who have borne the battle, who have stood to watch, and whose ranks have formed the mighty wall of flesh and blood, bravery and devotion that has defended our freedom for 250 years. Today, to every veteran, we love our veterans, we say the words too often left unsaid. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your service. And the president went on to say everything we have has been achieved and thanks to the steel and the service of the United States military. Cut two.
Every captain of industry, every pioneer of science, and every star whose brilliance has lit up the lights of Broadway all share one thing in common. They only had the chance to soar because the veterans had the courage to serve. They took care of those people. They took care of all the stars. The stars that you read about wouldn't be here without our veterans. Everything we have, everything our country has achieved, has been purchased by the muscle, spine, and steel of the United States military. We owe it all to the fierce and noble men and women of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, Space Force, Coast Guard, and the United States Marines.
It was their birthday yesterday, as you know, 250 years. That was really special, obviously, right here in Philadelphia, of course, as we all know. And what our heroes have gone through and what they're still going through. Cut three.
Today we remember with overwhelming gratitude the more than 1 million American service members who have made the supreme sacrifice and laid down their lives for the good old USA. Generation after generation, America's warriors have left behind the comforts of home and family to face violence, evil, and death so that our families could know joy, goodness, and peace. We honor them so strongly. Our heroes have lived through unthinkable nightmares so we could live the American dream. And the American dream is coming back again, stronger than ever before. And you'll see that as the next few years evolve. They have volunteered to give their last breath to all of us so that we could breathe free. And today we know without any doubt in our hearts that after 2.5 centuries, America stands tall because America's veterans stood so strong.
So we say thank you. Obviously, we can never say it enough. That's the thing. We can never say it enough. No doubt about that. And now the government is going to reopen. Look at that. As the Democrats last night voted officially, and the outrage over that is just amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, one of the things about this is that it's also setting up a battle for 2028. And you can see that playing out even right here in our area, right here where we live right now. Because Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania, who wants to become president of the United States, is now going after J.D. Vance, and J.D. Vance is giving it back to him. It's very possible you may see a matchup in 2028 of a J.D. Vance versus Josh Shapiro. Now, I don't know if Josh Shapiro can become a Democrat nominee. I don't know if there's if the Democrat Party can get past all the pro-Palestinian Jew haters in their party. I mean, there's no other way to put it, but I mean, like, it's true. People like Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar and these other people, I don't know if they can get past them. But if they can, and they nominate Shapiro, because Pennsylvania is a must-win state, then it's going to be a battle for the soul of the forgotten people of the Rust Belt, because J.D. Vance is from Ohio, and obviously he wrote the book Hillbilly Elegy. And Shapiro is actually accusing J.D. Vance of turning his back on the very people that he wrote about in that book. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on. And everybody is killing Chuck Schumer in the Democrat Party. I mean, just killing him. And you can understand why, from their perspective at least, those who are true believers. I don't mean the hacks in the party who went along with the shutdown because they were trying to win the election on Tuesday, which obviously they did, big numbers. I mean the true believers, the ones that believe that this shutdown was actually about something other than just pure politics, and were led to believe that maybe, just maybe, this shutdown would lead to them getting the changes in healthcare or whatever it was. I don't know, whatever they thought, but they didn't get it. And the truth of the matter is that they were never going to get it. But for some of them, they can't fathom this idea that their party keeps using them. And they do. And it's funny. Now, Fetterman's out there, and he's, of course, defending his vote, and he even put out a tweet last night, or an X, that he and Dave McCormick got the government reopened. And he said, country over party, which, of course, just, you know, the they I mean, as much as they hate him after that, they really hate him because he's also putting a Republican in the spotlight as well and saying that, hey, we work together to get the country open. We crossed party lines. We made this happen. We worked together on this. And they just absolutely 100% hate that. I mean, they hate him. Yeah, I'll get to that. Thank you, Matt, for that story. They hate him so much because they, in their mind, they feel like J.D. Vance is, or I should say, John Fetterman is the epitome of a sellout Democrat. The epitome of a sellout Democrat who's working with the evil other side and empowering Donald Trump and everything else. And that's what they think about him, and they can't stand it. The idea that he would actually believe that people in his state might need SNAP benefits and want to open the government so that they can get them, versus the other Democrats who you're going to hear today who believe that, well, those people should suffer for the good of progress, because they're actually saying that. People like Chris Murphy of Connecticut and Tim Kaine and these others, they're actually saying these things. Like, people should suffer for the good of progress so that we can make progress and we can achieve something. Those people should suffer. Whereas Fetterman's like, hey, I want to help them. Now, whether or not it's sincere or it's self-serving, he's got a book coming out. And in that book, he says he should have quit. So what I said at that election against Dr. Oz, which is he should quit. And at the time, people called me hateful and mean. And they were like, yeah, you're so mean. How can you possibly say that about him? How can you possibly say that? But now he's saying it. He's saying that very same thing. He should have quit. And he should have quit. He was in no position to run. He had had a stroke. He was severely depressed. He was in no position to run statewide. Statewide office is an exhausting, exhausting ordeal. And he was struggling. I mean, you remember that debate against Oz, and he was struggling. I remember because I went on and talked about it on that network I don't mention the next day. And I said, he probably should not be running right now. But for that, people say, how dare you? Like, how dare you suggest that? Well, he's saying it now. He's acknowledging he should have quit. But the party wouldn't let him. And they had to keep going. And they thought what they were getting with him was a progressive star, because that's what he billed himself as. He billed himself as a progressive star, Pennsylvania's very own Bernie Sanders. He ran statewide as that on several occasions. And he was very much mocking of MAGA in the first term. He really was. He was mocking of MAGA when he was a lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. And then something changed. Now, some people have speculated that maybe the stroke actually healed his brain in some way, whereas strokes can sometimes cause brain damage. Maybe in Fetterman's case, it actually undid brain damage, like a reverse stroke. And that's possible. I'm not a doctor. Dr. Mark Siegel is. I'm not going to ask him that. But, you know, I'd rather just speak hypothetically about something I have no idea about than actually ask an expert. So I'll just hypothesize about it from that perspective. But the idea that if you turn around and you say that there's no doubt in your mind that John Fetterman was in a bad place, and then now he's in a good place, and that good place may be politically speaking because he recognized how the party has shifted, and not maybe his party per se in terms of the ability to win Pennsylvania, but the party has shifted away from where his party was and the ability to win Pennsylvania. And the Commonwealth has changed too. And the Commonwealth has changed, and the Commonwealth doesn't want the progressivism that he used to embody. They want the bipartisanship that he's embodying now. And if they do that, then that helps MAGA. So that's how the progressive base thinks. That's how the base at one point backed John Fetterman. That's how they think about things. Bipartisanship equals helping MAGA equals then helping Donald Trump, which equals then destroying America. You got it? That's how that works. And that's why Fetterman has a gigantic target on his back, because they're going to come out and they're going to primary him when he's up for re-election, which is coming up soon. It's coming soon. And they're going to primary him, and they're going to go and try to get him out of office, because they're saying that now he may not run. You know, it's very possible he may say enough is enough. Like, who the hell needs this, and I don't need this, and I'm done. But in the meantime, they asked him, who's running the Democrat Party? And his answer is very spot on honest. And I think at this point in his career, he really just says whatever the hell he thinks, because he just doesn't care. You know, and if it's not self-serving, and if he really has had this complete 180, and if he's changed a lot, then great. Good for him. I mean, he still votes like a Democrat on most things, but except the shutdown. But if he's really come and changed and he's this new guy, fantastic. If he's doing all this for political purposes, well, then he's a smart politician, and he really hopes that nobody goes back and looks at all the things he said in the past and the way he was in the past. But they asked him, who's running the Democrat Party? And yesterday we talked about this on the show. Nobody knows who's running the Democrat Party. The first choice was like, I have no idea. And the second choice was the Democrat Party chairman. And the third choice was no friggin' clue, or something like that. I'm paraphrasing. You get the point. But here's cut number five.
Who is running the show now in the Democratic Party, in the Senate, in the House?
No one really knows. And I think my values are reflected in my vote and the things that I support here. And if that might put me at odds with parts of my party, I'm OK with that. I mean, we need to be a big party, a big tent party. So for me, it's like these are pretty reasonable. I mean, my party's always been opposing shutting our government down. I'm not sure why it's controversial now to devote these things. And I refuse to put all these people in the middle of this political kinds of brinkmanship.
The brinkmanship, though, is real. And they don't like the fact that he's helped them reopen the government. Not happy with him in the least. Yeah, the political poll, number one was don't know. Number two was Kamala Harris, a very distant second. And number three was nobody. Translation, number one, no friggin' clue. Number two, some loser who lost. And number three, no friggin' idea. So that's basically when you ask people, you poll them, who's running the Democrat Party? It's like, I have no friggin' clue. What's your second choice? The loser who just ran? What's your third choice? I don't friggin' know. Which is kind of like the same one. You know, it's kind of one and three are sort of the same. So then four would be maybe all the above, I guess, technically speaking. Gavin Newsom wants to run the Democrat Party, though. He's all over the place. And you're going to hear a lot from this guy. Now, he may be peaking too early, but as of right now, he's peaking in a big way. So much so that the betting market odds like him a lot. But it's a long way to go. The betting market, which has proven to be correct in a lot of these things, is not sold on him per se, but they do like him and they like his chances in 2028. And they particularly like his chances in 2028 against J.D. Vance. They particularly like that. So we'll talk about that as the show goes on today as well. And the back and forth between Shapiro and J.D. Vance. And the New York Times wrote a glowing puff piece on Shapiro over the weekend. The future of the Democrat Party, don't look to Mamdani. Look at this guy. Yeah, and of course, the New York Times would love to see nothing more than Josh Shapiro's career continue to be elevated. They don't write the story about how much money his office is spending on elevating his social media profile. Millions of dollars with a dedicated social media team costing taxpayers in Pennsylvania a whole lot of cash to make the governor of Pennsylvania look really good on TikTok. And he's posting every day throughout the day. And sometimes he just posts things of himself literally just sitting there looking. And then there's a caption underneath and some music in the background. And it'll be his thought of the day as he gazes. And that's his entire post. I kid you not. And there's nothing to it. It's purely visual. It's like, and he just stares, and then there'll be a caption of what he's thinking with some music playing. And for that, your taxpayer dollars are spending, it's like all in, like millions of dollars for that. So I hope you feel good about that. I mean, hey, I can say that because I'm in Jersey. We're about to get royally screwed with Mikey Sherrill, and God only knows what kind of social media team she's going to roll out in the governor's office. But she's another one hoping to run for in 2028. She's already gearing up. I'm telling you, she's gearing up, staffing up with people with their eyes on the national prize. And she's Jersey's going to bore her just like Congress bored her. She was only in Congress for a couple terms. Doesn't want to be governor. That's boring. It's low energy. She wants to go right to Washington. 2028 is shaping up to be a very crowded primary for the Democrats, at least, because there's nobody in charge, because nobody and no friggin' clue are leading the party right now. And nobody versus no friggin' clue means anybody can win at this point. It's anybody's, except Bernie, because they'll do whatever it takes to stop Bernie. And the superdelegates still control everything. Remember, in that party, the superdelegates still control everything. Don't doubt that for a second. All right. Big show for you today as we continue along. We got a lot to get to and a lot to chat about. Big show of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. Go see Dr. Mike for your perfect smile with two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike's a great guy, great friend of the show. And of course, he is the master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your absolute best. There's simply nobody better than Dr. Mike Veneria. Let's talk about Bob's Little Sports Shop. Bob's Little Sports Shop is a fantastic family-owned business, 60 years in business, serving our customers, serving the great great customers who believe in liberty and freedom and the Second Amendment. They are my go-to store. They should be your go-to store as well. Bob's is the absolute best, and they love our veterans. That's why if you are a veteran, stop in today. You'll get 15% off your purchase, and you can use the range for free today. That's right, on this Veterans Day. They appreciate you very, very much. And Bob's is also getting ready for some Black Friday deals. Like I mentioned, Black Friday deals are everywhere. Bob says pre-wrapped mystery boxes. So these boxes are range and cleaning specific, only $25 a box with a retail value of $35. And these boxes have extra mystery tickets inside, and they are already wrapped for ease. They're also offering 5% off any firearm purchase. So you pay in full, and store credit and layaways are excluded. 5% off any firearm purchase. It's fantastic. That's a great way to ring in the holidays. And you can also earn Bob's Bucks for every $100 you spend. Get $5 in Bob's Bucks to use for the month of December on any purchase, excluding New Jersey hunting licenses and gift cards. Visit BobsLittleSportsShop.com today. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. See all the great details for yourself of all their Black Friday specials and ways you can save. They're in Glassboro, right off of Delsey Drive. My go-to store. They support the freedom and liberty. They support the Constitution. They love our veterans. Many of the people that work there are veterans. And go in there. They'll take great care of you. BobsLittleSportsShop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, I want to hear from you today, 855-839-1210. If you would like to say thank you to a veteran in your life, you can call the show and we'll put you on and give them a shout out. 855-839-1210 on this Veterans Day. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show our friend Ryan Mannion. She, of course, is an accomplished author, new book out. We're excited to talk to her about that as well. And Chief Executive Officer of the Travis Mannion Foundation, which, of course, named after her brother, Travis. She's host of the Resilient Life podcast and her new book, Things My Brother Used to Say, which comes out November 25th. Ryan Mannion, our great friend, how are you?
I'm good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well. On this Veterans Day, we appreciate you making time for us. I know it's a very busy day for you personally. And congrats on the new book. We're excited for that. So you're busy, Ryan.
I'm busy, but it's all good stuff. And again, you know, being able to join you here today and talk about the community that I get to be a part of every single day with our veterans, like there's nothing I'd rather be doing.
So first of all, let me ask you this question. How are our veterans doing right now in America? I know the work of the Travis Manning Foundation does a lot to help veterans transition from active service into the private sector. You work to help veterans who are dealing with PTSD, morale, helping them find a sense of purpose in life as they come back from active duty. How are our veterans doing in America right now?
I mean, you know, the reality is that there definitely continues to be some challenges within our veteran community. Unfortunately, homelessness is at an all-time high, which is a sad statistic to see. And, you know, we continue to have an issue with veterans taking their lives. And as you know, Rich, that's why the Travis Manning Foundation exists, right?
Yeah.
Because we want to make sure that when veterans take their uniform off, they have a community to come back to. They have that shared sense of camaraderie that they felt in the military, and that we're putting them back to work, right? Their duty's not over. We still need them serving right here at home. And a lot of what we do helps to combat the bigger issues that are afflicting our veterans today.
And Ryan, giving them a sense of purpose, which is one of the things that I think the Travis Manning Foundation does such a great job of, because these are purpose-driven individuals. These are men and women who decide to serve because they believe in something greater than themselves. And then when they come back from active duty, they want to be able to continue doing that. And you guys help them find a place to do that.
We do. And, you know, we're so proud to the work we do alongside 1210 and in highlighting these veteran stories. And I think, you know, Veterans Day is like a good reminder for us not to just reflect, right, as a country, not reflect, but like also have that shared responsibility. You know, we can say thank you to veterans each, like every single day, but we've got to support veteran organizations. We've got to hire veterans. We've got to listen to their stories of service. Like that's when I think about Veterans Day, that's what I think about. Of course, if you know a veteran in your life, say thank you, thank them for their service. But more than that, like carry that gratitude more than just one day a year, you know?
I agree. It should be more than one day a year. Absolutely. And I want to play a clip for you. This is the Vice President, J.D. Vance, of course, a Marine. He was speaking about what our veterans mean to our country right now. And take a listen. Okay. As we're loading that, Ryan, let me just ask you another thing, too, which is that I saw your dad, by the way, recently, Colonel Tom Mannion. Of course, great to see him. And I met his fiance. That was really nice. That was really special. So I'm glad to see he's still doing really well and he's still active and involved and that he leaves Florida from time to time and actually comes back up north. So that's great. That's huge.
It is. And listen, you know, it's a great example. I was born into a military family. So, you know, having a dad that served proudly in the Marine Corps for 30 years, I understand what service means. And it's such a great honor to be around these men and women every single day.
All right, here's the Vice President, Ryan. Let's take a listen.
My third and final message to the American people. I'm asked all the time how to best honor our veterans. And this day in particular gives you an opportunity. It doesn't have to be difficult and it doesn't have to be complicated. If you find yourself at a restaurant this evening and you see somebody wearing a uniform, buy them a meal or buy them a beer. A veteran of our nation's armed forces, if you know somebody in your family, give them a call and say thank you. I heard already this morning from my mother-in-law who sent me a message early California time, and it touched my heart. Just knowing that we have loved ones who recognize our service, who care about it, and who care enough to go out and say thank you. So to the American people, if we want to keep on ensuring that the very best and brightest sign up for our military, the very best way to do it is to make sure that the veterans know that we are grateful to them. And so it's with great pride that I am introducing a man who is proud of our veterans, who fights every single day for the veterans, and who is proud to be the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces, President Donald J. Trump.
Ryan, I think it's really important, too, that we say thank you, no doubt about that, throughout the year, not just on Veterans Day. But I do also find it, like, I'm happy to see a lot of places are giving discounts to veterans today and free cups of coffee and free donuts and, you know, specials. Because, yes, I know in many cases it's kind of self-serving on their end, but at the same time, so what? They're doing it, and I think that's great.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's kind of a running joke within the veteran community of, you know, where you're going to get your free meal on Veterans Day. But listen, I have a friend who texted me and just got a free meal at Denny's and took his mom there. And he said,
you know what,
we had a great time. And so, you know, but I think beyond that, when you think about Veterans Day, and I love what Vice President Vance said, it's like it's one of the few moments that can bring our country together. Right. There's no sides. Mm-hmm. There's no label. And it's also this like reminder of what unites us as a country, right? This shared values and the belief that this country is worth serving and fighting for. And I think that as a nation, we should all be able to get behind that. So it's just, you know, I look at this day as I look at many days when we talk about our veteran and our military community, is that, you know, how can we kind of carry that spirit forward in the rest of our lives and throughout the rest of the year, you know?
Ryan, you sat down recently with your friend, the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and I know you talked about recruitment, and one of the things we keep hearing is that recruitment numbers for the military are up, which is great. That's important. And I think the more we can do to honor our veterans, the better it'll be to help people, to help with the recruitment numbers, because then they'll see that they're appreciated and that it's a positive thing for them to go into.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a year and a half ago that I was sitting down with the Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps talking about the issues that we were dealing with veteran recruitment outside of the Marine Corps, I might add, because they always hit their numbers. But you know, with Secretary Hegseth talking about this idea that veteran recruitment is up in all service branches, that's inspiring, right? Mm-hmm. That shows us that people want to get out there and serve. But, you know, the bigger thing, and one of the things he said is, like, we're not taking this for granted. We don't want this to be a little blip. We want this to be a sustained effort that, you know, year after year, people are stepping up to serve this country.
Yeah, well said. Ryan Manning's with us. Her new book is out soon, November 25th. It comes out. Well, we're going to put it on the screen here for our YouTube chat. The book is called Things My Brother Used to Say. Ryan, your daughter, if I'm not mistaken, is still at the United States Naval Academy, isn't she?
She is. I was just with her yesterday. She's a youngster, which is a sophomore at the United States Naval Academy. And, you know, one of the things I reflected on last year when I was talking about Veterans Day, Rich, is, you know, I'm a military child, a Gold Star sister, and now I'm a military parent. So I kind of had this realization last year when she was at the Naval Academy of, like, wow, you know, I now have a daughter who is going to serve. And so, I'm so grateful to this next generation, and I'm continually inspired when I hear people talking about this next generation and they're not doing anything. Like, I see it every day. I see these young kids stepping up and understanding what service means. So I'm not seeing what the rest of the people are saying about our youngsters out there.
All right. Well, the reason why I bring that up is because this book, if I'm not, like, I'm looking at it and I'm thinking it's not necessarily meant for college-age kids. Did you write this for a younger audience? Is it an illustrated book?
It's an illustrated book, yes. It's a grade school-age book, and so meant to again, hit the kids young and teach them about service and sacrifice. And also what it means is, you know, living with character is a big component of the work we do at the Travis Manning Foundation. So it's an introduction to how you start to live a life of character.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. And so give us a little preview of some of the things that your brother used to say, your brother Travis, of course, Travis Manning Foundation, named after your brother Travis. And talk to me about the cover of the book. We have the book up right now in our YouTube chat so everybody can see it. And I believe that's you next to Travis, but I don't know the people on the bottom part of the book. So tell us, is that Travis playing hockey? Is that you next to him as well?
That's all. Yeah, all the different illustrations on the cover of the book are Travis in different stages of his life. That's Travis playing lacrosse at LaSalle College High School in Winmore, Pennsylvania. And, you know, they're all different images. We had a great illustrator. And, you know, I really took lessons that my brother taught me. These are, it's not hyperbole. It's not things I thought up of in my head. These are things that Travis either said or taught me while we were growing up. And, you know, two of the biggest ones, one of them is be big in the little things. And I talk to not just my kids, but across the country when I'm speaking to youth, I talk about this idea of, you know, in order to be big in the big things, you've got to be big in the little things first. And so I tell some great stories around that. And then, you know, the biggest lesson, of course, is the five words that my brother spoke before he left for his final deployment to Iraq, which is, if not me, then who? And I share that story in full detail. And again, hoping that our next generation can take those five words and adopt them in their daily lives.
Well, I'm going to buy a copy for each one of my kids, and I'll have to have you sign it and personalize it for them, okay?
Of course I will.
Wonderful. Well, Ryan, thanks to you and everybody at the Travis Manning Foundation for your great work on this important day, this Veterans Day. I know we'll be back for our radiothon next spring, and we look forward to doing our part again to help out and just appreciate everything you guys do over there, Travis Manning Foundation. And I would encourage everybody to understand, to learn this great organization and to give back and help out every way you can. In fact, on this Veterans Day, is there something that you'd like to say in terms of people giving back and maybe a way they can do so?
I mean, I think, you know, when you think about Veterans Day, when you think about the word veteran, you know, what we're really saying is thank you to everyone who believed that this country is worth fighting for, right? And so as you carry that forward, like I said, don't just think about it in an active word of think about it as more than that. Like, what are you going to do? And what's the obligation you owe to this veteran community that has given so much to you? And so I want to thank you, Rich, for everything you do to help highlight not just the work of the Travis Manning Foundation, but the military community as a whole.
Well, I was also going to give you a chance to, you know, try to get people to give some money to.
Oh, so. Okay. Well, you. You can always.
That's the Italian in me. I'm like, come on, don't be cheap. Open up your wallet and help out. And go to TMF, TravisManningFoundation.org, and give and be generous. That's what I was going to say.
There you go.
I just did it for you.
You said it, not me.
No problem. Ryan, thanks, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Rich.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, quick break, and then we'll come back. We got a lot to get to. It's going to be a busy day today. Let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. On this Veterans Day, they always give back to the Travis Manning Foundation every year. Matt Kelly, his generosity, the generosity of the team at Emmons, and they hire a lot of veterans at Emmons as well. And they use American-made roofing products. In fact, all their products are made in the United States of America, from siding to doors to windows. They're all made right here in America. That means a lot to me. And the fact that Emmons steps up and helps out every single Veterans Day, that also matters every time we do the Travis Manning Foundation Radiothon. So I'm using Emmons to remodel the bathroom in our new house, and I can't wait for them to break ground on that project because that bathroom is a train wreck, and we need to get it updated. And so the design team from Emmons, Pete and Krista, they came over, they looked at everything, gave us the plans, gave us their ideas. We said, let's do it. Let's go for it. And that's fantastic. Now, they are Owens Corning Platinum certified. What does that mean for you? That means the roof will have a lifetime warranty, not just on the products, but on the workmanship as well. That's right. To get to that platinum level status with Emmons, you gotta be the best of the best. And that's why you'll get that lifetime warranty on the products and the workmanship through Owens Corning. Fantastic every step of the way. The doors, the windows, they're handcrafted by the Amish in Ohio, and the roofing products are made right in New Jersey. The siding is made right outside of Philly. All their products are fantastic. Anderson windows are made here. So forget the stuff that's made in China. This is American-made, tariff-proof stuff, and you don't have to worry about supply chain issues either. From a great local company that serves our whole region, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And, you know, this weather right now is a reminder that winter is basically here. And with that wind whipping up, you can feel it. has the siding on your home, has the roof on your home. Have Emmons come and give you a free inspection. They'll never tell you you need a new roof if you don't, but if you do, you'll get that Owens Corning signature platinum certified contractor working on your home, and that means a lifetime warranty on the product, a lifetime warranty on the workmanship. It just doesn't get any better than that. So trust the team that I've used in two different homes over 12 years, EmmonsRoofing.com, EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Very nice. Well done, Justin. Well done. All right. Welcome back. Glad you're here on this Veterans Day. We got a lot to get to. Dr. Mark Siegel's going to be on the show a little bit later today. He's got a new book out on miracles in medicine. I'm excited to talk to him about that as well. The way that the left is just completely turning on Chuck Schumer, it's glorious to watch. It really is. How much of this is staged and orchestrated? I don't know. You know, like, I saw a tease on Fox with Laura Trump, and she says, you got to love Fetterman's authenticity. Is it? I don't know. I don't know. I have my doubts. But then again, I'm much more cynical about politicians in general, maybe than most people are, I guess. So we'll look at his actions and we'll ignore his voting record. But the one thing is, whether he's doing this for political self-preservation or he's doing it because he really believes in working with the other side, the point is that he's working with the other side. And for that, he's getting a lot of grief from his own political party. But the most of the grief they're getting right now, or I should say they're throwing, is at Chuck Schumer. I mean, it's amazing. From the Pod Save America bros to Jon Stewart to Stephen Colbert. I mean, killing this guy. And I guess the question is, how long do they want this shutdown to go for? And what was their end game here with this? They didn't get anything out of it. They were never going to get anything out of it. They were never going to get anything out of this. They may have lost the filibuster, though. And you could argue on one hand, maybe that was what motivated them to finally deal with this, was President Trump saying we're going to kill the filibuster, or urging his Republican colleagues in the Senate to do so. Maybe that, or maybe the fact that what finally got them is the fact that they won the election and they realized that, yeah, no, people would start losing those SNAP benefits and go hungry and all those things. And if word got out that there was a deal and Democrats didn't take it, then people would start blaming them, especially as you're getting into the really busy holiday season and you're getting into the cold and you're getting into when the holidays are coming and people aren't getting paychecks and everything else. And then in which case, then all the ire gets turned on the Democrats. So it's like, you know, you got your short win here with the election, but if you let this go on any longer, then it's all going to be blamed right at you. So leaving the rich talking heads out of it, the people don't have to worry about any of that stuff, and thinking about just the grassroots of the party and their base and understanding how crazy they are. But then outside of that, just the average American person out there who says at some point, this has to stop. So then they would blame the Democrats, because if they were angry at the Republicans and then they voted Democrat in the election, well, at some point, that anger is going to shift to the Democrat Party for not getting the message that they want something to occur. And I don't mean just dig in your heels and just let the government stay shut down. So we'll have more on that for you in the 4 o'clock hour as we continue on the show today. We have a short show today because it's basketball, but that's okay. It's my son's birthday today, 11-11, Patrick's 11th birthday, so we're going to go out and take him out. So that's fine with me that we are off the air at 6, but let's make the next 2 hours count. Don't go away.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last. year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.